Bill Rosenberg won his bid for a seat at the table in the Algoma-Manitoulin provincial election as the Progressive Conservative candidate. Rosenberg, a retired businessman, began his public service journey in 2014 when he was elected to the town council in Thessalon. He became deputy mayor and was elected mayor in 2018 on a platform of community welfare and economic development. During his campaign for member of provincial parliament, Rosenberg prioritized issues such as economic growth, healthcare access, and infrastructure improvements. He said he wanted to create a nurturing environment for local businesses and acknowledge the hurdles area businesses face as well as the importance of job creation. Healthcare was another key focus of Rosenberg's campaign. He promised to enhance access to essential healthcare services, advocating for residents' rights to quality care. "Access to quality healthcare is a fundamental right, and I will work tirelessly to ensure our communities have the resources they need to thrive," he previously stated. Infrastructure improvements were also central to Rosenberg's vision for Algoma-Manitoulin. During his campaign, he supported significant investments in regional connectivity, which he views as essential for economic success. His alignment with the PC's plan to invest over $200 billion in infrastructure initiatives underscores his commitment to improving the quality of life for all residents. His platform also included initiatives aimed at supporting local schools and enhancing educational opportunities for students. Michael Mantha's defeat as an independent candidate in the election marks a notable point in his political journey. Previously a member of provincial parliament, he chose to run independently and focus on local issues like healthcare, education, and economic development. Despite his dedication, Mantha struggled against well-established party candidates, lacking the support to mobilize effectively. While his message resonated with some voters, it ultimately couldn't compete with the organized campaigns of his opponents. In an unexpected development on the afternoon of Election Day, Mantha's campaign office received notifications regarding an automated phone call campaign that falsely asserted Mantha's non-participation and claimed that votes cast in his favor would be deemed invalid. He has reported the incident to Elections Ontario. Rosenberg garnered 11,263 votes, or about 41%, in Thursday's election. New Democrat David Tymariski had 7,409 or 27%, according to unofficial results posted by Elections Ontario. Elliot Lake today made numerous attempts to contact candidate Rosenberg during the election campaign and stepped up our efforts in the days leading up to the election. "We received no response.